This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
For people living with asthma, days like this can be really hard. We've woken up with smoke everywhere.
That's right.
And smoke and increased air pollution from fires can trigger asthma symptoms, as can high emotions such as stress and anxiety. We're very pleased to have Michelle Goldman, the CEO of Asthma Australia, joining us this morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Michelle, lots of smoke around Sydney this morning. Are there some practical ways that we can kind of mitigate some of the reactions that we might have if we've got breathing conditions?
Yeah, sure. Well, high concentrations of smoke in the air are not pleasant for anyone. So the most sensible thing for people to do is to try and avoid unnecessary exposure. So wherever practical, avoid being outdoors, keep your windows and doors shut. If you're driving in the car, use reverse cycle air conditioning. Smoke can still penetrate into our homes and our cars, but if we can avoid being exposed to high concentrations of the smoke, that certainly help everyone.
As far as those who have asthma, how can people stay on top of asthma management on a day like today?
Yeah, well, once again, avoiding unnecessary exposure to smoke is a very important step in the first place. But I'd really urge all people with asthma to have their reliever medications on hand. Symptoms can come on quite quickly and they can deteriorate into a very serious asthma flare-up. So if you're experiencing any breathlessness or wheeziness or a persistent cough or a tightness in the chest, they were all common symptoms for asthma. Make sure you've got your reliever medication close at hand and you use it to alleviate symptoms before they deteriorate.
If we see a loved one or a buddy struggling on a day like today, is there anything that we can do to help?
Absolutely, and that's a really important question because 1 in 9 Australians have asthma. So chances are anyone at the shops, at work, at school could come across someone who's having an asthma flare-up. Most important thing to do is to sit the person down, calm them, reassure them, and then to give them 4 puffs of their reliever medication. And we would really encourage that that's done through a spacer. It helps ensure that the medication is distributed to the airways where it's needed most. So you take 1 puff of the reliever medication, 4 breaths, 1 puff, 4 breaths, 1 puff, 4 breaths, 1 puff, 4 breaths. You wait 4 minutes and then you repeat the whole exercise. If things don't improve after doing that twice, then we'd really encourage that you seek emergency assistance. You can only live without air for minutes, so it's important to get help quickly.
Okay. Michelle Goldman from Asthma Australia, thank you so much for joining us on what is a day when we all need to be aware of our breathing.
Yeah, I hope everybody stays safe.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.